Okay, Shalom Rabosei. Today's daf is Tainas daf Lamed, second to last daf in the Masechta. We are here on Chavtes Mabez, four lines up, Vatanya Idach. If you remember, the last thing we mentioned, so we had a three-way machlokas in terms of the Surim of the, well, we know as the Surim of the 9 days. When do they apply? When you're not allowed to take a haircut and do laundry. So we had three-way machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir starts right. Rabbi Meir said from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Yehuda said the entire Chodesh Av. And Rosh Hashanah said only that week. Meaning, so V'tanya Idach, basically four lines up, we're just going to have a similar phrasing of that same machlokas. So the Gemara says V'tanya Idach. Another brisa says V'noeg Avil Rosh Chodesh V'ad Tainis De Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir says that a person that we're noeg to be an avel, right? We have, i.e., the restrictions of the 9 days, right? They, as a person is an avel, as we'll see in a second, they're very similar. Halachos of Avelus and the halachos of leading up to Tisha B'Av. So we're noeg avel. We keep these restrictions from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Meir Omer Kol Chodesh Kulo Aser. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Chodesh Kulo Aser. Rabbi Yehuda says all of Chodesh Av. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Eino Oser Ela Oser Shabbos B'Vayad. Right? Only that week. All of them are operating on the same pasuk. The Klipas pasuk says, "V'hishbati kol misusa chaga chadasha, kol misusa chaga chadasha v'shabata," meaning that Kodesh Baruch Hu will end all of those three things: right, chaga, holidays, chadasha, the chodsha, the months, v'shabata, and the shabbosim. So, what does that mean? Meaning all the mesos, all the simcha from those three things. Well, it will end. So which one do you take? So, my damar Rosh Chodesh v'ad Tainis, according to the Rabbi Meir, says that the restrictions are from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av. So, mechaga. So, he learns from the word mechaga, right? We said yesterday that chag, Rosh Chodesh is called a chag. My damar called a chodesh kulo, also, right? According to Rabbi Yehuda, says the whole month is aser, mechacha, made from the word from your chodesh, or the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to end the celebration during that month. So he simply uses the last word to teach me that that's when the surim take place. Very confusing, as the Gemara will explain in a second. But Rabbi Meir, Rava says halacha is like both Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Meir. What does he mean? And he means to be makel on both ends, utzricha, and he needs to teach you both of these. Meaning, Rav Shimon Gamliel Pashta says that he says the entire week that Tisha B'Av falls out, that's when it's aser. So if Tisha B'Av falls out on Tuesday, so all these restrictions apply Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and obviously Tuesday and Friday. According to Rabbi Meir, obviously he says it's from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av. So Rava says that halach is like both of them. How so? Tzricha, the ish ma'in and halach Rabbi Meir. If you were to tell me that halach is like Rabbi Meir, have emina afila meir Rosh Chodesh, you might have thought even on Rosh Chodesh. So Kamash Malan, halach Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that according to Rava, we don't actually go from Rosh Chodesh, we go from the Shavuot Shechalba, right? If Tisha B'Av is on Tuesday, so then we start on Sunday. Alright, so but if you would have just, Rava would have just told me that halach is like Rosh Chodesh, so you might have thought that the restrictions also apply on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. That we start from the beginning, the few days that precede Tisha B'Av, but not the days that come after Tisha B'Av. Okay, the Mishnah said, Erev Tisha B'Av lo yochal adam based on shilin, shouldn't eat two dishes, etc. Amar Rav Yehuda lo shanu ela mishay shalos v'lamala. That's only from noon and on. Ava mishay shalos v'lamala motor. But before ulamata, excuse me. But if it's before noon, so then you are allowed to eat whatever you want. From Rabbi Yehuda, lo shanu ela b'suda mafsikba. Rabbi Yehuda says that that's only in suda mafsakes. Avo b'suda shena mafsikba. But if it's not suda mafsakes, as that's the meal you're eating beforehand, mutar, you are allowed to eat two tavshilin. You're allowed to eat whatever you want. V'tarvaya l'kula mitzricha. And same thing we had a minute ago. Both of them are being makel, and we need both halachos. Diash mina b'suda b'mafsikba. If you would have only told me that Rabbi Yehuda's din, that you're only not allowed to eat these two, what's it called, these two dishes or whatever you want at Suda the Mafsekes, Havamina Afilu Sheshaos Lamata. You might have thought that even, what's it called, that even if you eat Suda Mafsekes earlier, right, then you're not allowed to eat those two things. Therefore, Kamash Malam Sheshaos Lamala, so therefore it teaches me that it only applies after 12 hours into the day. And if you would have only told me that this halacha applies afternoon, after common noon, right? So havamina afilu basuda she'ena mafsik ba. You might have thought that any meal, right? If you have four meals after noon on Tisha B'av, erev Tisha B'av, that would apply to all of them. So therefore, kamash malan basuda mafsik ba. So you have to teach me that it only applies to suda mafsekas. Right? So therefore, again, in the minhag, I think nowadays really mostly is that you eat a proper meal. And then, right, you have suda mafsekas, we have whatever the minhag is, you have an egg, as we'll see in a second, maybe some toast. Right, we have a story at the bottom of Rabbi Yehuda that ate suda mafsekas in a certain way, right? But I think that's pretty much the minhag. Tanya kilishna kama, tanya kilishna basra. Sure enough, we have brisos that support these two halachos. Tanya kilishna basra, Brisa says, supporting the second way we learned, hasoid erev Tisha B'av, if a person eats on erev Tisha B'av, im osi lisod suda acheres, if he's eating another meal, i.e., if it's not suda mafsekas, it's a mutra lechol basra v'lishtos yayin, he can do it, he can eat and drink whatever he wants. Vim lav, but if it is suda mafsekas, then osra lechol basra v'lishtos yayin, then he's not allowed to eat wine, eat meat and drink wine. Tani kilishna kama, sure enough, we have a Brisa that supports the first way we learned, that according to Rav Yehuda, meaning both of them are Rav Yehuda, but according to the first way to learn, the Erev Tisha B'av lo yochal adam shnei tavshilin yolochol basra v'lo yosh teyayin. Right, on Erev Tisha B'av, you shouldn't eat two tavshilin, you shouldn't eat meat, you shouldn't drink wine. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Yishana. Rav Shimon Gamliel says you should change what you do, meaning if you have a certain number of cups, you should have less. Rabbi Yehuda, Ketza Mishana, what does that mean? That you should, how do you change? How do you change your normal eating patterns? If normally you would eat two dishes, so yochol min echad, you should only have one. And if your custom is to eat with 10 people, meaning it's a kavod to kamil to have 10 people, then so bechamisha, right? You reduce your kavod, right? Again, it's much less of a gishmak if you only have a couple of people there. If normally you can hold your wine, you can hold your alcohol, and you can usually have 10 cups, then shosa chamisha kozos, you should have 5. And this is the point that supports the Lishna Kama, the first way of learning. When is this? All these halachos of restrictions, that's Mishay Shalos Ulamala, that's after 6 hours into the day. Aval Mishay Shalos Ulamata, but in the morning, right, so then mutter, then it is completely mutter. Tani Yidach, another Brisa says similarly, Erev Tisha B'av, lo yochal adam shnei tavshilin, lo yochal basar v'lo yishtayayin, de Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says you're not allowed to eat any of that stuff on Erev Tisha B'av. The Chachamim Omrim Yishana, Chachamim say you should change umimayit, right? Yishena, you should change what you normally do. Umimayit basar v'yayin, and you should decrease your alcohol and meat intake. Ketzad, how does that work? Ketzad v'mayit, how does that work? Hayaragil, im hayaragil lechol litra basar, yochol chatzi litra. If you're used to eating a certain amount of meat, so eat half of that. Hayaragil lishtos log yayin, yishta chatzi log. If you're usually going to drink a log of wine, so drink half a log. Vim eno ragil kol liquor, and if you're not used to eating either of those two things, so then it's usher straight away, because again, that would be, I guess, a festive meal, a delicacy, right? If you're not used to drinking or eating meat or wine. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, am I a ragil lechol tznon o maliach achar sudaso harshus biado? If a person normally eats, let's say, radishes or some sort of salted fish, so or some sort of salted dish, I think it's salted fish, right? Okay, either way, Maliach, does Rashi say what exactly that is? All right, either way, if that's normally your custom, yeah, Rashi says, Dag o basar maliach, she'in bo tam kol kach, right? It's not such good, not an enjoyable thing necessarily. So if that's your custom, so then he is allowed. Tani Yidach, another Brisa says, Kol shu mishim Tisha B'av, asar lech o basar ve'asar lishtos yayin. Anything that is because of Tisha B'av, meaning anything you're eating because of Tisha B'av, i.e., if you're eating sudim afsekes, so then, right, you're not allowed to eat meat or wine. Vasar lochot, and at that point in time, you're already not allowed to wash yourself. That's right, one of the five tanugim. The kol she'inu mishum Tisha B'av, and anything that's not because of Tisha B'av, meaning if you're eating lunch, right, so then mutar lechol basar v'lishtos yayin, v'asar lechotz, right, could be a gears to change here, could be that it's mutar lechotz, okay, but either way, it makes more sense to have mutar, fine. Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi omer, mishum aviv, kol shasha mutar lechol basar, mutar lechotz, and this is, right, that's what Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi says, at any time that it's mutter to eat meat and drink wine, so then it is mutter to wash your face. Tan Rabbah within the rest. Kol mitzvos hanohagos be'ovel nohagos be'tishvav. Any, all mitzvos, as you'll see in a second, it's not really all mitzvos. Ironic, as the Gemara sometimes does. But what it means is that basically the whole concept of Tisha B'Av is a concept of avelus for the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, any halachas that applies to an avel apply on Tisha B'Av. Also, b'chila v'shtia is not allowed to eat and drink. Now, obviously, that doesn't apply to an avel. Right? Often, you go to Beis Avel, Rechman al-Tzlan, and there's more food than you can even imagine. Right? So that's not, obviously, that's talking about Tisha B'Av proper. But the other things are shayach to an avel. Right? Uvesika, anointing yourself with oil. Nila, a sandal, wearing shoes. Tashma shamita, right? Sleeping with one's wife. If also the cross Torah, Nevi'im Miksuvim, you can't learn. Ulashanas B'Mishnah, Uvatalmud, Uvamedrash, you can't learn Mishnayas, Gemara, Midrashim, Valachos, Ragados, you can't learn Halacha, Ragata, Avakoru, B'Makam Shaino Ragil, Likros, Vishon, B'Makam Shaino Ragil, Lashanos. Whoever a person is, this is not necessarily so common. I'm not sure if we're no egg like this, but the Gemara says here that you're allowed to read something that you're not usually reading because a person is uncomfortable, doesn't understand what he's reading. I can definitely relate to that. Whenever you read something and you don't understand it, it is definitely a frustrating experience. So it's not an enjoyable experience. V'kore b'kinos, you're allowed to read obviously the kinos on Tisha B'Av, b'iov, v'dvarim harayim sheber Yirmiyah, you can read the terrible psukim, the prophecies and the sad stories in Yirmiyah, v'tinoga shebeis rabban, and again a gears of change here, the question is whether this should be betalin or lo betalin. What do the kids do? So let's just use the gears that we have, right? The kids are batel, they don't learn Torah, mishum shenemar, because the pasuk says, p'kudei Hashem yisharei misam chelev, person learns Torah, it's misam chelev. And we don't want, obviously, we're shooting for a different type of mood on Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Af inu kori b'makom she'inu ragil lekros, v'inu shona b'makom she'inu ragil lishonos." Rabbi Yehuda says that no, we don't even do that. We don't even read. In a place that you're not used to reading, right? You're getting it, even if you've never learned something you've never learned, right? Because Pashtus is that that you will enjoy it somewhat, right? You can't even do that. Right, okay. So again, the Girsa before, right, is because Rabbi Yehuda basically from that point on kind of repeats exactly what Tanakama said. So it could be that Tanakama argues on him and says that the kids should be learning. But either way, right, as perhaps you're aware, right, the minhag is certainly not to learn on Tisha B'Av, but there are definitely, meaning those things that they list, right, are not small things. There's plenty to learn in Yirmiyahu, right, there's plenty to learn in terms of Hilchos Tisha B'Av and Kinos and Iov, right, there is what to do, right, when people say you're not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, so there's plenty. You could occupy yourself for a couple of hours with these items. In Echanami, it's a difficult fast, and not everybody does. But there definitely is what to do that is mutter to learn on Tisha B'Av to get you in the proper mood. Lo yochal basar v'lo yishte yayin, against the Mishnah said, so Tana, we learned in a Raisa, Avel ochal hu basar meliach v'shosu yayin migato. And Avel, and Pashas is on Erev Tisha B'Av as well, is allowed to eat. Basar meliach is salted meat, and yayin migato is wine from the press. What that basically is code phrase for is lousy meat and almost fermented wine, because the wine straight out of the press is not good. It's not good wine. It has to get prepared a little bit, or ferment, or set, or whatever it is. Not that I know anything about wine, but apparently it takes some processing time, and before you drink that, if you drink it beforehand, so it's not so good. And basar meliach, so that is meat that has already is not as freshly shechted after a couple of days, as the Gemara is going to say in a second. And then it gets salted to get preserved, but meaning it's basically lousy meat that is already losing its flavor. So avel is allowed to eat that type of food. Basar meliach ad kama, how long is that? At what point is something called basar meliach? Amar Rav Chinah bar Kahana, mishmei d'Shmuel, kol zman. Kishlamim, as long as it's like a shlamim, meaning after, it would be mutter for a shlamim to eat. A shlamim is eaten you get 2 days and one night to eat a shlamim. So already after that, so then it's going to be the meat starts losing some sort of flavor, or losing, I guess, freshness or whatever. So at that point, an avil is allowed to eat it. V'yayin migato akama, what's the deal with the wine from the press? So kolz manju toseis, as long as it's fermenting, right? So that's not good wine. Rashi says roteach, it's boiling, but I think in Pasha says it means fermenting, right, while it's being processed. Tana will then write, "Yain toses ein bo mishum gilui." You don't have to worry There's halacha, right? We're not so careful about it nowadays. But back then, they wouldn't drink from a cup or a barrel that was left open because they were concerned that a snake might have drank from it and deposited some of the venom in the liquid. But if the wine is fermenting, so the Gemara says that the snake apparently does not drink that, is disgusted by that. Now, so you don't have to worry about a snake drinking that. The comment is, also, and how long is that? So that's Gimel Yomim. That is 3 days after it is... after it is basically squeezed and pressed or whatever it is. Okay. Fine. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Ka chaya minhago shal Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Eloi. Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Eloi used to do the following. Erev Tisha B'Av, mevien lo pas chareva. You take some burnt, or chareva is destroyed or burnt down, but I guess either burnt or dried out, bread. B'melach, right, dipped in salt. V'yoshev bein tanur l'kirayim, he would sit between the oven and the stove, right? Again, in a dirty place. We look at Rashi, the mokom menuvel babayis, the most disgusting, I guess, dirtiest place in the house. V'ochol v'shosa ala kiton shalmayim, and he would eat that, and he would drink some water with it. V'dama kemisha meso mutal afanov, and he would, his expression would be as if, right, he is sitting in front of a relative who just passed away. Right, meaning it's as if it was a fresh, obviously a fresh pain and tragedy. Tanah, we learned in the Mishnah, Makom shenagu lasus melacha b'tisha b'av osin. If the minhag is to do melacha on tisha b'av, you should do it, but you're allowed to do it. But makom shenagu shelo lasos ein osin. If the minhag is not to do melacha on tisha b'av, we shouldn't. V'v'chol makom and anywhere, tamachachem b'teilim. The Talmid Chachamim right should not be doing work. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer lo olam yasri kol adam atzmo k'tamachachem. Person is allowed to make himself a Talmud Chacham in this regard. Tani Nami Hachi, we also learned in the Braisa that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer, Lo'olam Yasa Adam Atzmo K'Talmud Chacham, K'dei She'yis'ana, a person should always, should make himself like a Talmud Chacham, so that he should, not that Yis'ana doesn't mean that he should fast, but he should, again, he should become, right, again, if you remember that was before, right, that a person is allowed to kind of afflict himself with the tzibur, right? So a person is allowed to opt into that. Tani idach, another bais says, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer kol ochel v'shosu v'tisha b'av kiilu ochel v'shosu v'yom kippur. Right, it's just as bad as eating on tisha b'av as eating on yom kippur. Rabbi Kiva Omer kol osu malacha v'tisha b'av einu ro simen bracha la'olam. That a person does do work on tisha b'av, so he's not going to see any simen bracha from that avoda, from that work. You have a similar phrase, if I'm not mistaken, by Hilchos Chol Hamoed, but I'm not sure. Okay, either way, the Chachamim say, "Kol osu malachim tisha b'av ve'eveinu mis'avalin Yerushalayim." The person does malach on tisha b'av, and here's the kicker, right? He's not mis'avalin Yerushalayim, meaning if a person has a job, doesn't want to get fired, so he goes into work, fine. But if you're doing malacha, and you're not mis'avalin, and you're not observing any part of the avelus, and it's totally besimcha that you go to work and get away from the family, etc. So ino roa besimcha. So then a person who doesn't mourn from Yerushalayim is not going to be able to see it in its glory. Shnayim as pasuk says, simcha as Yerushalayim v'gilu ba kol ohaveha sisu atam misos kol ha-misabdom aleha. Right, anybody who misabel, right, will rejoice. And obviously, and if you don't, therefore you won't. Right, mikan amru. From here it says, kol ha-misabdom Yerushalayim zocha v'roa besimcha. Anybody who mourns over Yerushalayim will be zocha to see its simcha, its joy. But if you don't, so then in a row of simcha, so then you will not see its eventual rebuilt state. Tani Nami Haki also in the Braiser called Ochol Basar B'Shosu Yayim Tisha B'Av. If you eat meat and drink wine on Tisha B'Av, Alav Akasuv Omer, about that person, the pasuk says, Vati Ovonosam Al Atzmosam, their sins will be on their bones. And the discussion in the Rishonim, what that means, meaning as if Rabbi Chananel says it's as if it's written on your bones. I think it's someone, I forget who already says, but someone says that maybe perhaps your bones will not be brought back during Tchias HaMesim. That's a scary thought. But anyway, right, there's a certain mindset that Gemara clearly is pointing at that we should be in on Tisha B'Av. All right, we're going to stop here and leave a little bit to learn for tomorrow. For tomorrow's Siyum, Mazel Tov. Preemptive Mazel Tov, but Atzlacha, and we'll go weiter and finish Masechta tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.